Yes, sir. It must be time to count.
Well, you can put this right here. We put the B here. That puts our marker. Let's go back to this page. We go to the top and we hit this button up here.
60.
And this guy shows up and he just starts counting it. This is all about. You know, you could be counting it. I could be counting. But no, this guy's counting. It's just like this weird
situation.
I know. It's almost like time. I know. It's just so perfect. Voice is just crisp. Delicious.
Continue countdown.
Oh, excuse me. I have to do something.
38.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to cut the mic off so you don't hear all this.
You got your rant. I got my rant. So,
to the countdown to the 29 session 8, 27, 26, the 25,
maybe I'm
Mason show 23.
Baby, I'm gonna need you.
With the countdown to the Slade and Mason show. 18, 17,
stand by.
16, as we are now delivering the countdown to the Slade and
Let me close back door.
12, 11, yes, 10. This is our countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
No, you can't go anywhere. You got to make sure that Freddy's going.
Ready? Four.
Here we go.
Three. Uh-oh. Yes. Two. Ready? Do
one.
It. Very good. And now that guy has to come back and say something else.
Better.
Now broadcasting
yep.
from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
No. We're not doing that.
No. He's done. He's done his work. You know, he's not going to get paid twice for that.
Here, let's do this nice and clean. Here we go.
I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
There we go. Now I feel better. All right. Well,
I can tell where we're going with this one, boy.
Oh, it's just going to be, you know who I haven't heard from? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be just the two of us, not the three of us. So
I knew he.
Yeah,
I
haven't heard of him. I figured, I'm like, reach out to me. I'm looking at my. Nope, no messages. All right.
Like I said, listen. Do not ever bring that personage into this show ever again. He is banned for life.
No, he's not. All right.
Poop, and that is at the bottom of the ocean.
All right, boys and girls.
All right, what were you saying?
This is the Slade and Mason Show. If you've stumbled across us by doing keyword, get ready for a roller coaster ride. Childish behavior. Yes, that's us. The Slade and Mason Show is all about you and us. It's like a radio program.
Mostly about us and nothing like a radio program.
Where we share with you news stories and things we see throughout the week. It's basically our take on it because, well, we got the microphone and you don't.
That's right. It's just like I told you. It's one-way communication. We talk to you. You don't talk to us.
You just scream at your headphones and go, no, man, no. All right. We're basically we're saying the things you'd be thinking in your evil little head, but you would never hear on the radio. We're just trying to have some fun here, boys and girls. If you did stumble across us, go ahead and hit the subscribe button, hit the thumbs up button, give us some feedback. There is a feedback there. I will be posting a question for everyone to answer. The question is, and it'll be announced afterwards, of course, but so what is your least favorite Thanksgiving food? And just post that on there, and we will share that next week. All the music you're listening to is brought to you by Dano Music. Dano Music, because, well, quite frankly, we're not going to pay for it. He gave it to us for free.
We're cheap.
Yeah, we got grandfathered in before he switched over his business model. His business model was, we're going to give this away for free. Dano, how much money you made? I bought this new mixer. No. I didn't say spend money. How much money did you make? Well, I got this new oscilloscope. No. Dano, dude, how much money did you make?
Well, I'm going to change my business model.
So he changed his business model, but we were grandfathered in. Don't forget to check out that picture we have from 2016 on Instagram.
If you can find it.
If you can find it, I don't know where it is. There's also a picture from 2022 on Twitter.
Can't find that one either.
I don't know how to get into that one. And if you are enjoying this, like I said, go ahead and subscribe. I don't know how you landed and found us, but I know there are people finding us through Spotify and Apple. And please,
and we welcome you aboard for the broadcast. Thank you so very, very much, because I thought I was going to die with only six listeners.
So I don't know how to explain what we are. So JD's a jock. I'm a jock. We got together one day and said, we should do this. And it was downhill from there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we don't talk during the week.
Nope.
We never discuss what's going to go on. And so when we hit the airwaves, boy, you're hearing it when we hear it.
Neither one of us has a clue what's going to go be said on the radio here. So absolutely, it's not scripted at all. But anyway, we are always, all as always, brought to you by I See Something, I See Treats. We'll talk about that a little bit later at the break. However, we do start each Sunday with a Sunday morning rant from our very own J.D. Slade. And I will ask that question momentarily. Here we go.
I dream of being with her light brown face.
Mr. Slade, do you by chance have for us a Sunday morning rant? Did you like that pregnant pause?
We have to come up with another word other than rant, because that really does make me sound like Andy Rooney's cousin. But ladies and gentlemen, gather around, because I've got a bone to pick with the holiday season. If you've been listening the last couple of weeks, you know this.
Oh, yes.
Now, don't get me wrong. I am not some kind of Grinch.
Oh, sure.
But can we talk about the madness that descends upon us as soon as the calendar hits November? It's like someone flips the switch and suddenly we're all expected to go full tilt into the holiday spirit. Mm-hmm. I mean, really?
Oh,
first off, this unspoken rule that the moment Halloween is over, it's open season for tinsel and twinkling lights. I walk into a store on November 1st, and it's like a Christmas explosion hit me square in the face.
Yeah.
I'm still recovering from a sugar coma but induced by Halloween candy, and now I'm expected to deck the halls and jingle all the way. Give me a break. And let's not even talk about the pressure to be merry and bright. It's like we're all auditioning for a live-action version of Elf. I can't even go into the grocery store without some overly enthusiastic cashier wishing me a holly jolly day. Look, Karen, I just want to buy my frozen pizza and get out of here without being bombarded with Karen. All that crap.
Oh,
and then there's the whole gift giving thing.
Yeah, what are you getting at me? Yeah.
I spend hours agonizing over what to get Aunt Mildred, who already has a collection of ceramic cats that rivals the Lou. And don't get me even started on the office's secret Santa. Nothing says happy holidays like trying to find the perfect gift for Bob from accounting, who you've spoken to maybe twice this year.
Great cologne, thanks.
And what's the deal with holiday music? I can't escape it. It follows me like a festive stalker. I turn on the radio and suddenly it's Jingle Bells on repeat. I go to the dentist and they're playing Deck the Halls while they're drilling into my molars. It's like they're trying to drown out the sound of my screams with holiday cheer. Let's talk about the holiday decorations. I can't compete with the neighbor who turns their house into a winter wonderland. I put up a few lights and suddenly I'm the neighborhood Scrooge. Sorry, I have a day job and I don't have time to turn my house into the North Pole. But the worst part, the expectations. The pressure to have the perfect holiday, to be surrounded by family and friends, all laughing and sharing heartwarming stories. Meanwhile, I'm just trying not to burn the turkey and avoid that awkward conversation with Uncle Larry about politics. So here's the thing, folks.
Yeah.
Let's ease into the holidays like we ease into a warm bath, slowly and with caution. No need to go full tilt into the madness. Let's keep the tinsel and carols in check. And maybe, just maybe, we can survive the season with our sanity intact. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go untangle the Christmas lights and pour myself a stiff eggnog. Cheers to the surviving holidays, one candy cane at a time.
Remember that time when Uncle Gary, he drank the eggnog and he laughed so hard it came out of his nose? Remember that? Remember that? Wasn't that funny?
I mean, again, see, and here's where it's gotten funny, because, you know, our radio station, just got into the toy drive, kids for toy drives. And, you know, I mean, I'm like, okay, we're doing what we can to help our community. But I gotta tell you, man, it's like, remember our conversation before we started the program. I'm finding myself more and more just like that.
Yeah.
Call me an isolationist country.
But I will agree with you. The push for the holiday, it's getting sooner and more. I have a famous picture from, I guess it was last year, year before, I shared it with everybody. It was a foreground and background picture. In the foreground, I have pictures of floaties, right? This is at Wally World.
Okay.
Foreground, I got pictures of floaties. In the middle, I got the new barbecue set up. And in the background, pictures of Christmas trees. And I'm like, people, pick a season and go with it, please, by all means.
Bizarro world, man.
Oh, my gosh. I was just like, all right, this is so wrong, so wrong.
And here's the bad part for me. Yeah. Because, like I say, I'm in the business of radio. So do you know what I did yesterday?
I have Christmas music.
One of my things on Saturdays that I do on Saturdays is I do the make good spots that are going to run all week. So that generally is there's 7, 4, 20. There's 28 sets of spots that have to be loaded up into the system.
Okay.
Carefully piggybacked. Well, it's like when every other spot starts out with ching, 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 ching.
Hi, this is Dennis from Satadatta wishing you a season greetings.
And this year, I'll tell you what, listen, they're not even trying to pretend that it's a holy spiritual day. Because when you start hearing the jingles, I heard the Carol of the Bells on that Washington station. And I thought, oh, wow. And here's what it was. We've got Verizon, we've got phones, we've got Verizon. And
at the end,
of the spot, it even has the line, has this song gotten in your head yet? Yes. And I want it out now.
Speaking of things getting in your head.
Oh, my God. It's like.
All right.
Oh, Dan. So, Dan, I'm telling you, you need to fear.
Now, the biggest, scariest thing that happened in the news today, this week. All right, you know the big one, GPT chat, OpenAI.
Yep.
They had a fellow who set it up, designed it, got all people on board, got them to design the system and fire it up and get it all put into place. Sam Altman. Sam Altman was summarily fired Friday with like a 1 minute warning with their partner, Microsoft. And when I mean 1 minute warning, I mean he was let go of 5. Microsoft was notified at 4:59.
Okay,
they were going to be cutting him loose.
There is an addendum that I heard this morning, just this morning. There is a possibility that he may be coming back.
Okay, but apparently he has a different mindset for our little AI world. The governance want to go cautiously, slowly, and test everything. And then maybe we'll go to GPT chat 4.0001. Meanwhile, Sam Altman's like me. He goes, nope, let's let off 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 and 11, 12 and 13. Let's get this sucker going. I'm with Sam. I'm like, let's let all these toys come
out. That's right. If we're going to destroy the planet, let's not have it piecemeal. Let's just do it all at once. Boom.
Let's rip that Band-Aid off and let's get the sucker going. So.
Off of that bullet wound.
So I thought that was the most telling of all news. We will see if he comes back. But
like I can say, the thing of it is that you're right. There was
zero warning.
His philosophy. And you're right. And because of the way it happened, that's why.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it was a little bit of a shocker. No one was expecting it, but nobody. I mean, first off, he was on the board, and like an hour and a half earlier, they're like, "Hey, man, you're gonna be like an associate on the board," and he's like, "All right, that's cool, but you know what? We're gonna give you this new position where you're this new whatever." Oh, okay, great.
And it's like called out the door.
Yeah, 2 hours later, he's out the door. So
your desk is in front of the building.
Yeah. Along with your box.
Dan, I'm telling you.
It's
you,
great.
You,
I'm waiting.
Like I say, you can definitely tell the difference between you and I.
Oh, yeah.
Me, I'm looking at this cautious with fear and trepidation. Nah, you are going, yeah, bring it on.
Like, bring it on, baby. Let's move our lords. Yes. You know,
okay.
I mean,
like I said,
look, if we're going to be working for this AI, how bad could this, you know, what is it like?
How bad are the masters? How can
they
be?
Yeah, how bad can the masters be, man?
Because it's like if they decided they're going to really uproot the system, you realize that they're going to have control of all electronics. They're going to have control of everything. And so you don't want to work? I'll zap you out of bed.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking. All right. Have you heard the latest news, man? Entertainment news.
Oh my gosh. Oh no, I don't get it. Wait, you mean the really big one?
Well, here's the one.
You mean but the two congressmen who are gonna pick a fight with each other and
No. We're done with Congress is fighting
right.
every day.
Anyway, what do you got?
Sean Puffy Combs.
Puffy Combs? I don't
know. You know, P. Diddy.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I don't know what else. He's got other aliases, but okay. So this past week, P. Diddy was involved with a young lady, and he kind of helped her career, and she got some famousness to her.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like she said, I got a little bit. Now I should get me a lot more.
Uh-huh.
So she decided that she would go through the legal processes to lift some of Puffy Combs' wealth out of his bank account.
Why?
Because, you see, when you are one of those kind of celebrities, you can't just piss people off because they will come back and get you. Now, this young lady, like I said, she decided to open her mouth on Thursday, filing suit, saying that he raped her. He was guilty of internet trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Just all kinds of scandalous stuff that Puffy would not want anybody to think about. That morning, Puffy denies all the claims. His legal advisors say there's nothing to it.
All right, wait. Hold up. Everybody says that because I've never, in my entire million lives, have I ever said, I never heard this on the road. Yeah, you know what? That was me. I actually did. We did that thing in that thing. And then, the bleeding. I had to put some ice on her. That's right. I did do that. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you asked that question.
I had forgotten that.
Was that Thursday before Thanksgiving? Oh, my God. That's so amazing.
All right. So that was Thursday. All right. Now it's like he's vehemently denying the claims and blah, blah, blah. We'll fight
wasn't me. No.
Now, listen, the woman came out and said, know, I'm going to even tell you what I want. I want $30 million.
ding, ding, ding. There's the other shoe.
All right. No, we're going to fight blah, blah, blah. Friday. There's an agreement that's been reached between Sean Puffy Combs and this Miss both sides decided that it would probably be better if they go ahead and said it. No, Puffy Combs was thinking, man, this could cost me more than $30 million and also keep me in the news for all the wrong reasons for the next year.
Uh-huh.
They settle with this bitch and let's get her out of here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Boom, done.
Sometimes it's faster that way.
I'm so glad. At times in my life, I've wanted to be rich. You know, mega rich.
Mm-hmm.
Man, but that's not fun. They don't have any fun with their lives because they're always worrying about whether somebody's going to steal it from them, somebody's going to kill them for it, or they're going to get extorted for it. So, I mean, let me just be the poor little Negro boy that I am and just enjoy the rest of my life happy, having a good time, having things like when we get done the show, coughing session.
It's
America.
Let me read something kind of. Came across my desk here. So I was thinking, okay. All right. Qualifications. Articulate. Okay. Ability to think spontaneously. Ad lib. Okay. Ability to operate mechanical functions. I've used a keyboard before. Ability to write. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Voice speak. Sure. Knowledge and understanding of certain rules. Okay, no problem. Ability and willingness to be coached. Sure, why not? Responsibilities. This position creates and performs live broadcasts that are entertaining and informative to the project of the company's desired on-air image and achieve the maximum audience acceptance and ratings. Plan, prepare, and deliver live and recorded programming content for station on an entertaining and professional manner in a style consistent with the appropriate station format. Prepare and create topical shows by gathering information from news flashes, wire copies, interview guests, answer phones, write and read ad libs, preparing for online blogs. Online distribution, ensure the contests and promotions are in conjunction in compliance with FCC rules and regulations, as well as federal and state laws. So you could be a lawyer. Follow and enforce FCC regulations, station and company policies, including and implementing stations' EAS procedures. Promote the company and clients' information. Maintain positive relationships. I'm just summarizing this, by the way. Perform necessary and required technical functions of the assigned on-air shift. Maintain and program the music logs. Ensure the commercials and programs are aired and the times and logs are assigned.
Salary range, $25,000 to $30,000.
Wait. Report all discrepancies to company discrepancy report. You have to fill out a report. Record assigned commercial promotion. So you're doing traffic as well. Assure through advanced preparation, content commercials, build work relationships, act in a professional manner. That's kind of a bummer. Attend and participate in all meetings. Report to work on time. Helps. Make public appearances. Complete all duties and tasks.
Bank can't work there.
Nope. Plan, deliver, live and recorded. Also, you are required to get wire copy. Who wrote this? How old is this?
Back in 1968.
Yeah. And it goes on and on. Internet. Yeah, so it's a dollar over minimum wage. If you're interested,
where is this organization?
This one is Minneapolis.
Go
away, Minneapolis, Minnesota. So if you're looking for a job that pays $50 less per hour than McDonald's,
hold on,
I got a job for you. Oh, he's gonna put us on pause. What a puss nugget! All right.
Oh, you mean you weren't recording?
Yeah, you bet I put it on pause. I'm not going to be sitting here.
To me like you can't hold up your end of the deal here.
So no, because I want to share this with you. I want to get your reaction. So apparently CBS posted an image of Dick Van Dyke in Septatone. And basically said, it just said Dick Van Dyke's 98th birthday. And people were in panic mode because what typically happens is when someone passes away, you put their image in Septatone. And that gives you the impression that they're not in full color anymore.
They're
kind of grayed out. Yeah. So people were actually, they were in panic. So they just, what they found out was he's fine. He's 98 years old, and he's going to be celebrating his birthday, and CBS is putting a big, huge shindig on. He's been with them for 57 years, I believe, is what he said.
I mean, you got to remember, Dick Van Dyke Show was 1959.
Yeah. So he's been with them for a couple minutes. Yeah.
But the thing of it is that, and then, of course, he did that other show that where he was a doctor, and,
which was also CBS. Yep,
which was also CBS. And, I mean, like I say, Dick Van Dyke he's one of those characters now. Again, when he's gone, it's going to be a big hole there because, like I say, I've grown up with Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, well, they were saying, were looking at the clock. It's November. It was Betty White just before the end of the year, and it was, just before her birthday. And they're all like, oh, please, no. First Betty, now Dick Van Dyke. Please. No.
I have other people to put on the watch guard. Because, of course, now here's an amazing story.
Who else is on the list?
President Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, and then Rosalind, apparently.
Wait a minute. Don't even go in there yet.
Okay.
He went on hospice in February.
Mm-hmm.
This is November. Mm-hmm. Usually when you go into hospice care, that's like the last road, man. It's the last roundup.
Mm-hmm.
So this past week, yes, Rosalind. Mm-hmm. I always thought she was such a cute little first lady. Mm-hmm. Rosalind Carter is now in hospice, and so they're spending their time together. And there's something beautiful about that whole thing, because from the time I knew about Jimmy Carter and when he went into the presidency, Rosalind and he just always seemed like just a perfect little country couple, you know?
Yep.
You could go in and have coffee with them and have biscuits on Sunday morning. And when they left office, of course, you know, Jimmy Carter, he got all into Habitat for Humanity. I mean, he was like 70 and 80 years old and trying to build houses. You know, again, those are two beautiful people that, you know, the world will be a lot less shiny when they are passed on. But we are, you know, again, hopefully, you know, hey, Jimmy fooled them. They were counting down the clock, man, back there in February.
Well, what
and now? Here you get ready to go Christmas.
So the hospice thing isn't so much that, you know, you're on your way out. It's more like, hey, I'm not going to do any more treatments. Let's just manage pain. Let's get me home. Let's be in a safe, happy environment so that when I do finally pass,
let me be able
that's
to
it.
Enjoy yep. the last moments of my life.
Now, you mentioned it would be really cool to just sit down and have a cup of coffee and sit with Rosalind or Jimmy Carter. Do you remember? There was a tour going on in the White House, and I guess this one guy was lingering past, and then he took a left-hand turn, and he saw a door that opened, and there it was. He was like in the Oval Office, and there's Jimmy Carter, and he goes, "Well, hey, Mr. President," and he's like, "Well, hey," you know, it's like, "Can I help?" Yeah, so I wanted to talk to you about the spending budget. Oh, sure. And they had like a nice little half hour conversation. Meanwhile, he's hitting that button underneath his desk.
Well, you see, again, here's the thing. Today, you would not have had that happen.
Because
no sooner than he went in there, there would have been 13 Secret Service men pounced all over
him.
Well,
where was the Secret Service? They should have been just outside the door, and they were
Jimmy Carter was one of those presidents. He had a very relaxed style, and he didn't want all that pressure stuff. He wanted to run it like down home when he was in Georgia.
Well, he had some guy just walking in off the tour.
And the thing of it is that when he was governor, he did that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because he was a servant of the people. And you know, like I said, that's probably why he is 99 years old.
You know who else is a servant to the people? George Santos. Let me tell you.
Oh, my God. Listen, I was born in New York, but even I am ashamed of George Santos.
Oh, my God. Everybody is.
It all started with he's lying about his education.
I'm Latino. I'm Jewish. I mean, Catholic. I was born.
I didn't take my father's money. I didn't take my constituents' money. I'm not going to resign. This has been going on for almost 2 years. I mean, so it's like his shift is almost over anyway. So then he announces on Friday, "I'm not going to run for re-election."
Really? Are you going to be held up in jail somewhere? I mean, what's going on, George?
I mean, and it looks like this week. Looks like this week Congress is going to come back and go ahead and introduce that resolution to expel him.
Really?
But here's the sad part.
Yeah.
They've had all this evidence all along. Mm-hmm. And the reason that they never brought it up was politics, because they needed that Republican vote in the House.
Yep.
Because they're on thin ice.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because of that, we've had a year and a half of ineffective governing from George Santos, because he's been too busy answering questions about all the lies he told.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, again, and how much are we paying Mr. Santos?
$174,000 per year.
$173,999 too much.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to get into that.
I don't know how he got into that. That was so funny.
Because we are going to be so bombarded over the next year.
Oh.
And it's not going to be pretty. It is going to bludgeon us. It really is, because you are going to hear about everything, including the fire at Miss O'Leary's cow. And everything that has ever happened in this society, you is going to be rebrought up.
Mm-hmm.
I have never heard so many people. I graduated from high school in 1973.
Oh, here we go.
It was a great time for me in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
But here in 2023, it don't mean so much.
Mm.
It means that I've been out of school 50 years. That's it.
You're such a curmudgeon.
You know, again, something that happened in 2020 Well, you know, I'm sorry it happened in 2020, but this is 2023.
I've heard is constantly
Billy and belly aching about what happened in 2020.
Wait a minute.
If you are that concerned, why are you even bothering to run? Because if you didn't trust it then, you're not going to trust it now either.
Hold it. The most important thing you said was that you graduated in 73. Are you going back to your reunion?
My reunion was a week ago Friday. I did not go.
All right. Well, with that, I'm...
I told you, listen.
Are you listed as dead?
the head of the reunion committee called me the day of the reunion, and I was on the air. But it's like I said, sorry, babe. It's like, look, when I finish this show, I'm going on vacation. I'll see you in 10 days.
We'll be right back, boys and girls. Let's talk more about that. I got a new story here.
Goodness for this.
He's going to make value very happy.
Family, however, we will return.
He will just go on.
Bah, humbug.
Same old cliques hanging out in the grave together. Yep. I'll tell you.
It was. You know, they're just, I wanted to know who are all these old people over there. We'll talk about it later.
Today in history, November 19th, 461. Livius Severus is declared emperor of the Western Roman Empire, and then he finds Ron, Hermione, and Harry Potter making up some pogo juice in the main hall, and he... Wait a minute. That's not the right script. Never mind. 1493! Christopher Columbus goes ashore on an island he first saw the day before and claims it San Juan Bautista, later named Puerto Rico. Yeah, just kind of drove by and go, yeah, I'll claim that one a little bit later. Yeah. 1794, the United States and the Kingdom of Great Britain sign what's called the Jay's Treaty, which attempts to resolve some of the lingering problems left over from the American Revolutionary War. Like, Great Britain wants the whole property back. 1969, Apollo 12, astronauts Pete Conrad and Alan Bean land on the what's called Oceanus Proclamius, which is the Ocean of Storms, and become the third and fourth humans to walk on the moon. We all love a little science fiction in the morning, don't we? And finally, 1998, Vincent Van Gogh's Portrait of an Artist Without a Beard sells for auction for $71.5 million. Had he left the beard on, it would have been a cool 80. I'm Dan Mason, and that's November 19th.
Yeah?
Hot Girl Pizza, I'm Heidi. Here's your Hot Girl Pizza as you ordered.
Thanks. Wait a minute. I ordered pepperoni.
Oh, my God, you wouldn't believe it. The last guy's order got this order messed up, too. He got pepperoni pizza, and he ordered cheese. That'll be $32.50.
They're not exactly the brightest penny in the bunch, but God, aren't they lovely.
Hi, it's me, Heidi, your Hot Girl Pizza girl.
You were just here like 4 minutes ago.
Oh my God, you're right. I thought you had a twin brother. How was your pepperoni pizza?
You gave it to the other guy, remember? I got the plain cheese.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, bye. Hot Girl Pizza, it's me, Heidi. Here's your Hot Girl Pizza as you ordered.
Oh, thank great. Hey, wait a minute. This looks like DiGiorno.
I know, right? So I was going to deliver the pizza, but I got a call from my boyfriend who told me his best friend's girlfriend had car trouble and he had to help him. And then he ran into his old girlfriend who was from out of town, who he said was the reason they got BD 2 years ago. Can you believe it? After 2 years? So he said he needed to help her move some boxes at her new apartment. My boyfriend is so nice that way. So I promised I was going to get them some pizza from the store, but the store hadn't opened yet. So I gave him yours. And then I stopped to go get you some DiGiorno. Just follow the directions on the box. It'll be $32.50.
Not a bright penny in the bunch of them. But you're gonna love Hot Girl Pizza Delivery. Hot Girl Pizza, coming to an area near you.
The prettiest girl I ever saw. was sipping soda through a straw. I asked her what she sat there for, just sipping soda through a straw. She says to me,
she says to me,
oh, can't you see,
oh, can't you see,
that this is all,
that this is all,
that I live for,
that I live for.
I must admit that she looks sweet when sipping soda through a straw. Sipping soda, sipping soda, a sipping soda through a straw. Sipping soda, sipping soda, a sipping soda through a straw. And when she smiled,
and when she smiled,
I lost my heart,
I lost my heart.
I looked around,
I looked around,
found another straw,
found another straw.
I wanted one thing more and more, to sip her soda through a straw. I held her hand,
I held her hand,
and she held mine,
and she held mine.
We sipped and sipped,
we sipped and sipped,
and sipped some more,
and sipped some more.
This is the end, there is no more of sipping soda through a straw. Sipping soda, sipping soda, a sipping soda through a straw. Sipping soda, sipping soda, a sipping soda through a straw.
And now, for reasons I can't even explain, we return you now to the Slade and Mason Show.
Some people just never learn, never learn. They keep coming back.
I'm
J.D.
Slade. I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Yes. Well, nice little wholesome song that is. That was Sippin' Soda by Guy Mitchell, written by P. Campbell. He didn't even want to put his first name on there. He didn't want to be associated with it.
But Guy is he is a nationally known musician. He's got a lot of great stuff back in the library. So again, I've heard of that guy.
Now you're from the Northeast, and you may remember the song "The Prettiest Girl I Ever Saw Was Sippin' Hoffman Right Through a Straw." That was the one. That was the commercial version of it. The prettiest girl
cultural
I
differences.
Ever saw was Sippin'
Hoffman
soda
there,
brought to you by Mom and Paint.
About, all right. Hey, all right. What's the price? 25 twice.
All right. So this portion of the Slade Mason Show is brought to you by Icy Sunday Nights and Treats. And what is this?
Oh, yeah. Boom.
Let me tell you a little bit about Icy Sunday Nights.
What
and
is
treats.
That?
Well, they won't be open today, I don't think, because it's a tad chilly outside. As a matter of fact, it's 30 flipping degrees outside. Oh, it's warmed all the way up to 37. But anyway, on warmer days, you'll see my friend Sheila and her husband Al in the big red truck. It's a food truck. It is beautiful. It is clean. It is pristine. It is large. It's a food truck. And it does not have greasy burgers or stale hot dogs or anything of that nature. This has two beautiful Italian ice shredding machines. And basically it's, you put these big blocks of ice in and there's a blade that slowly rotates and it shaves the ice and makes this beautiful snowfall that goes into your waiting goblet. And then Al puts all these delicious flavors on top and then you get to impart upon pure heaven, because you take a scoop out. It isn't like Icy's where you get those crunchy, disgusting, nasty things and you're get something stuck in your tooth and you got that bad cavity and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I can't get the ice out of there. It's stuck. And you gotta wait for it to melt and you get the brain freeze along. Nope. This is smooth. It is pure heaven. It is like a step. It's not ice cream, but wow. If ice cream was just like ice, this is what that would be all about. So what you need to do is reach out to them. If you've got a birthday party, corporate event, fundraiser, something like that going on, give them a call at 804-617-8827, 804-617-8827, or you can go to their website,
We'll talk about that in a second. Make sure JD's still with us. I'm looking over my screen here.
I'm right here.
All right, just making sure. You know, if you have a favorite flavor, chances are they have it.
Pina colada,
cherry, grape. Well, I don't know if you, I didn't hear a thud, so I wasn't sure if you died or not. Back in. give them a call at 804-617-8827 to schedule something for the warmer seasons. Again, you can visit the website at www.icey-somethin.
What?
www.icey-somethin.
Leave off the G for goodness sake.
ICEY.com.
I'm here.
You're just not with it.
Car Parts International.
Again, they are on Instagram. You can see pictures of these delicious treats. They're on Facebook. They even have the email. ICSomethingIC@gmail.com. Give them a call, 804-617-8827. That's again, 804-617-8827. Once again, it's 804-617-8827.
You'll be glad you did. And you know what else? It's like here, you start thinking now about 2024.
Yeah.
Don't wait till the last minute.
April 1st.
Plan those things out.
They'll be up and running. Hey, speaking of things and eating and what have you.
And up and running.
in my feed, I got something from a website called The Root. Are you familiar with The Root?
No.
Okay. It's kind of like a Jet version of the website. Okay. And, you know, Jet Magazine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Suggestions
I love
for
Jet Magazine. It's like, you know, again, that was what my people used to love to read while you were reading TV Guide.
All right. So this is from The Root. It says, and I quote, 17 dishes you bet not bring to Black Thanksgiving. Here we go.
I can tell you one Waldorf salad.
Wait, let me mark these off because I couldn't get the thing to put these as markers. Hold on, give me a second. Talks amongst yourselves. I'll give you a subject.
Okay. Well, you know, while
fresh coffee
that,
versus nasty coffee. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Number 17. Don't bring this. Green bean casserole. I mean,
you know, here is the thing, Dan. Every year I talk about Thanksgiving, and it's like everybody seems to love green bean casserole.
Nope.
But you know what?
Nope.
Nobody loves green bean casserole.
I don't like biting. I don't like biting into food that goes, and you get that scrapey, gooey sound. Oh, God. Okay.
Sounds like you're eating a cricket, doesn't it?
long list here. That's 17. Number 16, your favorite thing to hate, mashed potatoes. They're
yes,
like,
sir.
Hey, man, you serve it to me 8 days a week, and you're going to give it to me on Thanksgiving? Don't do it.
Looks like baby poop.
All right. Number 15, and I can't imagine anybody bringing this, potato salad with raisins. Stop it.
Ew.
Just stop it. That is nasty, gross stuff.
What a great ruin a great potato salad.
Number 14, pumpkin things. Basically,
oh, yes, sir.
They said,
You might as well bring Taylor Swift because she definitely is the pumpkin spice of music.
Nope. It has to be sweet potato everything. All right. Number 13. Oh, yeah, this is wrong. Creamed spinach. Number 12.
Yeah, that's another one of those products.
Brussels sprouts. Oh.
Ew.
Number
trees.
Number 11. Canned greens. Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
You do not bring no canned greens, man. Grandma has been snapping beans, man, for the last week. And you're going to eat those beans. You ain't bringing nothing in here.
No, not beans. Greens.
Oh,
greens.
You mean like collards?
Yeah.
Hey, no, sir. You can't get collard greens out of a can either.
That's right.
You
got
to make them bad boys up yourself.
Number 10, and I did not even know this existed till I moved down to this neck of the woods, is boxed gravy or instant gravy. No.
Oh, no.
Learn how to make it.
Listen. They got to make that thick gravy, you know, again, so that when you take a piece of bread and dip it into it, it covers the whole piece of bread, soaks it up in there.
All
biscuits.
Right.
Mama used to make them.
Number 9, fruitcake.
Need we say more?
Number,
you know, whoever came up with the idea of fruitcake needs to be hung, quartered, and then sent back to the dump.
Well, it was the Brits. But anyway, number eight, sugar or gluten-free sweets. Just forget it.
No, sir. Listen, let me just tell you about eating in my house. Yeah. It is fat laden, it is sugar laden. I mean, it's like, that's why you're going to go into that coma, because you're going to be knocked out.
That's right. Number seven, Beyond Meats. Don't bring any Beyond Meats.
No. If it ain't real, it didn't come off an animal's carcass, we don't want it on the table.
Number six, and I agree with this one, is gelatin-based oddities.
Yeah, like Waldorf salad, and, you know, again, none of that stuff. Nope. Get rid of that.
Number five, this one's so creamy white, ambrosia.
Ambrosia salad.
Oh, God.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Number four.
I never heard of that until
I'll make it for you one day, and then you can spit it out. It's great. All right. Number four, don't ever bring this to a Thanksgiving. It is soup.
Yeah, boy.
I couldn't imagine someone bringing soup. That's funny.
I can't believe you people actually take soup to somebody's house.
Stop it. I brought some onion soup over.
Oh, no.
Great. Maybe I'll make gravy out of it. All right. Number three, broccoli, cheddar, whatever. Don't bring it.
Same thing.
The trees.
And of course, when it starts to congeal, it really looks nasty.
Okay. And number two, we know your kids are coming over. Do not bring over spaghetti. You're going to eat that every day of the week. Don't bring spaghetti to a Black Thanksgiving. And number one, and this goes across all cultural balances, by the way, whatever you're not in charge of. So, like, don't bring your own turkey. Don't bring your own dressing. Don't bring your own gravy or mashed potatoes. It is not liked. Don't do it. Go away. Keep it at home. Jiminy flipping crickets. What is the matter with you people?
And I have an even better idea.
Yeah.
Stay home.
Oh, poor things.
Oh, yeah. I knew it. We're going to go from talking about what not to bring to dinner. We're going to talk about why you're going to be fat as holy hell before the end of the year. Because we are the fattest nation in the world. And the reason it's not your fault, it's not your fault, it's not my fault, it is the food industry's fault, because they constantly scheme to put garbage in our system.
Mm.
The Daily Mail says that Costco is celebrating the holidays by selling a bottle of Macallan Scotch for $27,000.
Wow.
The estimated value is $35,000. The Macallan 1948 Fine and Rare Collection Scotch Whiskey is part of a limited release with only 124 bottles produced.
Wow.
Guess what? They can keep all 124 bottles.
Wow.
Dexerto says Starbucks is celebrating the holidays by adding a Santa Claus Frappuccino to their secret menu.
Oh, my God.
Vanilla bean Frappuccino contains strawberry puree, whipped cream, and red sprinkles.
Well, if it's a secret, I already know about it.
Thank you. Domino's has unveiled its holiday menu and new Christmas pizza. The festive one pizza has turkey, sage, onion, and cranberry sauce toppings.
Ew. God, what?
KFC is not going to be offering fried turkeys this holiday season.
Oh.
They produced an ad called Turkey of the Week. It features a spokesperson stating that KFC does not serve turkey and encourages people to stick with their famous fried chicken. Ooh, isn't that getting a little bitter? Chaboom says Jack in the Box selling a new Girl Scout cookie thin mint shake. The chocolate mint shake is blended with thin mint cookies and topped with whipped topping and cookie crumbles.
Wow.
Yeah. Why don't you just put a cookie in your mouth and then melt it with your spit?
There you go.
The Daily Mail says Costco is now selling an entire keg of Fireball whiskey, priced at $69.99. The keg contains 1.3 gallons of whiskey, which is the equivalent of 115 shots.
I'll do it.
Boy.
Chug,
giant chug. Freaking robot, says Slimer, the green ghost from Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting his own energy drink. EHP Lab says that the Slimer drink tastes like tropical lime. There'll also be a proton plasma drink that tastes like tangerines and a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man flavor drink.
So my question is, are they going to put like Zaxxon gum in it so when you drink it, it's like drinking down pure slime? That'd be great. Oh, God.
All right, Totally the Bomb says General Mills is adding a vanilla cream filling to three popular cereals. The new loaded cereals will include Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cocoa Puffs, and Trix. The sweet vanilla filling will be available on grocery shelves in January.
Are they just trying to run out?
Here we come.
Are they running out of places to shove the sugar?
Thank you. WKRC and not KRP, KRC says Arby's has introduced the Good Burger 2 meal to commemorate the upcoming release of Good Burger 2. Mm-hmm. The meal includes an Arby's Deluxe Wagyu Steakhouse Burger, a strawberry shake, and fries. The film's going to premiere on November 22nd on Paramount. Tie-ins, we got to keep doing it.
Yep.
The Sun says McDonald's new line of Grimace-themed Crocs and socks sold out within hours. MSN says Mountain Dew has been banned in 30 countries because of its high caffeine and sugar content, as well as the use of controversial ingredients like brominated vegetable oils.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, finally somebody's getting smart about Mountain Dew. Mm. The New York Post says Hidden Valley Ranch is releasing a limited edition bottle called Double Ranch. The bottle features double the herbs, spices, and flavor, and will be available starting tomorrow for $44. That's a lot of salad dressing, man. HT Auto says Domino's is planning to deliver pizzas with a new lineup of electric bikes that have built-in ovens. The DXP is designed to deliver hot and fresh pizzas quickly. It has 20-inch street tires. Now, again, you know what's going to happen. I mean, it's like you're going to have people, they're going to end up doing away with the restaurant because they'll just put the dough all on the bike and they'll say, okay, you go to this house and make it as it goes. And when it comes out, you're at the house.
My bike's on fire.
And finally, and only in the city of brotherly love where I spent many, many happy years, Philadelphia Magazine says the Philadelphia Pretzel Factory is celebrating Thanksgiving with a soft pretzel turkey. Priced at $15, the soft pretzel turkey was created by the bakers of the Langhorne location. Orders have been pouring in. Customers can dip their soft pretzel turkey in cranberry mustard or pumpkin. Yeah, but hey, listen. For all of you who are going to have that disgusting bird, you know, that's worth nothing the rest of the year, happy Thanksgiving to you. Again, I hope you eat until you puke, and then I hope you destroy your toilet.
Come on.
We are the fattest nation in the world.
Eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
Come.
Oh, I get so wound up about this, man. Like, yeah.
Okay, so let's see. What I want to talk about. Oh, the world's. So you did the priciest. Okay, you talked about Costco.
Yes,
selling the $27,000 bottle.
Yeah, bottle of scotch.
Now, that is. That's pretty pricey. Would you pay that price for that?
Listen, I don't like scotch, so I wouldn't pay $2 for it.
Well, what if you did like it?
Well, now, okay, let's just say.
Let's pretend you did.
I love Manischewitz wine.
Okay.
I really do.
Okay.
So if this were Manischewitz wine and I loved it as much, I still wouldn't pay $27,000 because if you pay that much, you can't drink it. Mm-hmm. You don't want to drink it because when it's gone, there's only 123 bottles left.
Okay. What about one where there's only 40 bottles and it wasn't Macallan. It was actually Macallan? Macallan? Right? Is that?
Yeah, Macallan.
Macallan. Okay.
Yeah.
What if it was not a 1946, but a 1926? Okay. And this bottle was in cask number 263 for the past, 1927, since 1927. One bottle.
Couple of questions.
Yeah.
One question. Has it been stored properly?
Yes. It's been stored properly.
Okay.
The bottle is immaculate. The fellow holding the bottle I'll give you a hint of what the cost will be, at Sotheby's.
Is
holding white gloves. And again, there are 40 of these bottles on the planet.
So how many million dollars was this bottle?
I got to convert this to American money. Let's see. For one bottle, $2.7 million for the most expensive bottle of wine. So, yeah.
Let me tell you something, baby. You better be able to do a whole lot of things to get any of this bottle, man. I mean, you better be able to make my head spin like that girl in The Exorcist.
Yeah. So it was casked in 1926. It was bottled in 1986, and it came from cask number 263. It's been documented. It was in Moray, Northern Scotland, where it was bottled. I just don't think I would do that. But apparently, the head of whiskey, John Fowler, said that he had the opportunity to taste the whiskey. He tasted, I guess he got from McAllen. I don't know how it worked out. He got a drop. One drop. And he said it was divine. It was very rich. It got it's got
more of his sweat in it than it is.
It's got lots of dried fruit, as you'd expect, and a lot of spice and a lot of wood.
How did you take all that from a drop?
One drop. I think this guy was making it up so he could make his commission on the $2.7 million.
Raise up the price of that bottle, man.
Yeah. So that was something I wanted to talk about.
But you know, you bring up a point there when you do that, because you know, I talked to you before, and I said, you know, at one time in my life, you know, I want to be filthy rich. But, you know, I find that people that I see that are filthy rich have no idea what to do with their money. Mm-hmm. They have no idea. And so that's why they get into trouble.
Do you know
again, because how many priceless paintings can you buy? How many cars can you buy? How many mansions can you buy? Mm-hmm. And then it's like you're out of stuff.
Well, you know, and that's the problem. You know, one day you're a billionaire. The next thing you know, you're a partial billionaire. Ron Barron, apparently the billionaire, he says he's very upset. Because, you know, the U.S. has to pay for wars, a pandemic. Money is now worth less than ever. He says, I've never owned a U.S. bond. I just don't have a whole lot of cash. He's a billionaire, and he comes on and tells people he doesn't have a lot of cash. Ron Barron.
There's a Family Guy episode where Ron Eisner and Bill Gates were all and Ted Turner were all coming. It's like, you know, again, and one of them goes, they get to a toll booth and Peter says, "One of you got a quarter?" And they all say, "What's a quarter?"
it's an absolute train.
Yeah. That's how they keep their pants all smooth, because they don't carry any money.
Yeah, that's right. Why would we carry all that stuff? It is ridiculous. This was interesting. This is just weird news. We're almost ready to go. The most important story all week, and we almost let it slide. Snoop Dogg. He's giving up the smoke, man.
No, he is not.
That's what he said.
I have intricate knowledge.
Oh,
I have intricate knowledge.
You're on speed dial with the man.
Oh, no, listen. Okay, here's the thing.
Does he get you your clutches?
Lots of people. I happen to know lots of people. Lots of people. Especially those who are dealing in the subterranean level of cannabis production. Mm. Snoop Dogg he's created a new line. It's called Blue Star. I got some Blue Star this past week.
Okay.
Snoop is lying if he's telling you that he's giving up the smoke. He is lying through his teeth, man. And I'm telling you, listen, you guys have helped make him even richer. But you know what? All you had to do is talk to me, because I could have got you at a discount price. Snoop's lying. He's not giving up. As a matter of fact, I think he's even got Martha Stewart token on the old joints.
Oh, my God. Yeah, actually, she is. She is.
Swimsuit issue with Martha Stewart?
No, I'm not. What is she, like 90 years old?
She's like 79 and hung together, looking good, man. I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
Well, it's amazing what duct tape will do on the back end.
Yeah, the back is a big camel hump.
You are just bad. Bad, bad. Freddie, just hit it. Just hit it. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us, boys and girls. I'm the ever popular Dan Mason.
And I'm the ever evil J.D. Slade.
Yeah, we'll go with that one. So let me hit this button over here.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
In case they forgot what we were.
And before we let you get away, Dano, listen, I certainly hope that you and your 17 kids have a great Thanksgiving. And it's like, I mean, I hope you just eat until you puke.
I hope you enjoy your peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I'm going to love that. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving, folks.
Come on.
From my friend, the turkey, Dan Mason.
Say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade. My mother would be so proud. See, this is where we're splitting and talking to give us the money for this day of death.
Yeah, but if they make it too quiet, they won't hear it. Oh, hey, Ted.
Hey.
I'm glad you got your right hoodie.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
The XL came in. Now he's got a small one. I told him to put it on his dog. Okay.
Yeah. And now order more because Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat.
It's the holiday season.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, I didn't play Carmine.
And you know why? And you know what comes after that? Exactly how you feel. Ding, dong, ding. Remember, it's called Blue Star. And we're not talking about the oink. I'd like to thank the folks at Normal for allowing us to put this broadcast on. Say hi. Goodbye.
Are we out?